Animals and Good Thing on the cruise. 4:49, 11 ahead of 5. Fourth Line Theater debuts its latest production, the grand opening of Cab X, The Art of Silent Killing. New play by Shane Peacock, world premiere of Fourth Line at the Winslow Farm tonight. And earlier in the week, we spoke with two of the principal actors, Allison Yutzi and Jordan Canner. They play the younger Violets and Sean Clay in the play.
The play starts off with us having a conversation with my grandparents, and at that point, I'm playing Madeline, and Jordan is playing Jordan, my boyfriend. And then it goes into the grandparents, well, the grandmother looking back into her past when she, during World War II, when she worked for the BSC, the British Securities Coordination in New York. And then at that point, Jordan and I become my grandmother and my grandfather at that point. So we start playing those characters. So we switch back and forth between the two sets of characters.
Yeah, the grandparents are Violet and John Clay.
Right.
And that's who we become.
Is it confusing for the two of you to play two different parts in terms of preparation for the roles, or can you just switch back and forth?
It's interesting. It was at the beginning we were told this moments in the play where we literally just turn around and become the other character right there on stage. So it was very important to have distinct character traits for each one. Mm-hmm. Jordan in this case is American, and John is Canadian. So right there you can make a big distinction.
Yeah, indeed.
Madeline wears her hair up, and Violet wears her hair down, so that helps me.
So when you turn around, though, do you have to?
I have to. There's a few times when I change character on stage, and so I have a hair clip, and that's hopefully going to help the audience. I don't find it confusing myself, but I worry that the audience will be confused by the change of characters. But, so I'll just, put my hair up, and I change my voice a little bit and change my demeanor and hope that it's clear what has just happened.
We also have a wonderful costume designer, Karen, who I'll have sunglasses maybe for Jordan and then just take them off for John later on.
Yeah.
We have gotten along so well and are really comfortable with each other, and I'm so glad because going into it, you never know how comfortable you're going to be with that actor you're working across from, and I've never done such intimate scenes with anyone before, and so it's really important in this that we get along and feel safe with each other and trust each other. So it's been great. Like we have a great stage chemistry and get along really well.
Yeah, it's been a safe environment. We can we can try things with each other, and we know the other person is okay.
Yeah.
What are the most demanding scenes in the play for you guys?
There's a lot of there are chunks of scenes where there's no dialogue going on, where we're running around, so it's very physical.
Yeah.
At some points, and the fights get pretty involved. Edward Belanger, he is the fight coordinator for this, and we're doing flips and rolls and
crazy stuff.
Yeah,
in terms of us working together, there's very intimate moments. There's we're kissing and touching each other, and we do this. There's one section where we do this sort of this fight that's very intimate as well, and so. When you're working closely with someone like that, you need to be able to communicate with the other person and make sure that they're comfortable, and I think we do a good job of that.
And when you are doing intimate scenes, whether it be along those lines or even if there's a quiet moment when you're... And I think there are a few quiet moments in the play where there's a lot of reflecting going on. And if you're inside on the boards, if you will, you're in a controlled environment. You know the audience is out there, but you can't really see them because the stage lights are up and they're in the darkened seats. Mm-hmm. But out there, the audience is right there. You've got all those distractions. Is that distracting?
I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
I actually prefer it to not seeing. Now I feel kind of strange when I can't see the audience.
Yeah, I'm used to seeing the first couple of rows in an audience. I'll have to see. I'm sort of used to just sort of having the other cast members hanging around when we're doing those scenes. But, we're pretty focused with each other, so I think it should be all right. And we are actors, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We like to be watched.
Yeah. Yeah, we're totally fine.
Okay, we'll make sure we try to watch you as much as we can. The CAPEX story is a very provocative story, one that a lot of Canadians don't know about.
Yeah.
But it also, again, is a throwback to a time that, with the events in the Middle East notwithstanding, is so far removed from a great deal of us who do not and have not, we don't have any experience in war and conflict.
Yeah.
And
well, that's something interesting between the two characters that I play. We have the character who was right in the middle of it, and she was involved, and she was dropped in France, and she, you know, worked for Canada in that way, and then she's talking to her granddaughter about it, and her granddaughter, that's not her life at all. She doesn't know, you know, war. It doesn't mean anything to her. She's lived a very sheltered life, and so I think it's fairly eye-opening for me. And something I love about Fourth Line is that, you know, so many people don't know this story, and that's what Fourth Line does. They bring so many stories to the fore that people aren't aware of.
And a lot of people just assume that women involved in war were nurses and they worked in the munitions factories, but they did a lot more than
they're
led to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, what about you?
Well, I didn't know anything about Camp X before before I got the script, and I was fortunate that the Historical Camp X Society had a display up in May, I believe it was, and I checked it out before I came down here. And I mean, most of it has been covered over now, but it was pretty wild. They have there's areas there where you can still see the markings from explosions that went on there, and just knowing that you're there where all this history went on, and it's amazing what we don't know about our own own history and about our own involvement in the war. And even the soldiers at the time that were going into it, they didn't even know what was going on. It's such a well-kept secret to this day. It's amazing that they pulled it off where they did.
Do you think if you were back at that time, would you have the capacity to do that?
No. That's true. But that's the kind of thing that I think, maybe I could be a spy. And then I realize, no, I'd rather just play a spy.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to do.
A little safer.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to do it. And I think that the character that I play, Violet, is an extremely strong woman to do the things that she does.
There you go. Allison Yutzi playing in Camp X, The Art of Silent Killing. She had five roles in Bernardo, the last production at Fourth Line, and they're debuting that show tonight. Curtain time is, I think, 6 o'clock. 932-445-4545 for tickets to the box office, or 1-800-814-0055.
When you go shopping, you want to get the most for your money.